Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Combies, and today we will talk about what is the hardest part of getting old. But before that, let me ask you another question. Why tablets are so expensive? Why? Today I was just thinking, okay, it would be good to buy a tablet and read my books there, you know, study English with that, watch videos with that. But suddenly, I just, you know, said, why should I buy a tablet, really? Because it was so expensive. You know, the cheapest, ridiculous one is about $900, which doesn't have anything. You just have it. You don't know why even you have it. You just have it. So I don't get it. Why should you pay that amount of money for such a ridiculous thing? So I'm really worried about my phone. I must do my best not to actually hurt my phone, because it's going to be super expensive to buy another one. So by the way, yeah, let's just jump back to our own topic about getting old. Once I always wanted to become an adult. When I was about, I think 13, 14, I would just go to different websites and, you know, I wanted to play games and stuff. So I would see that, all right, this game says you must be older than 15, or if you want to watch this video or this, I don't know, movie, like horror movies and stuff like that, you must be over, I don't know, 20 or something. So I always wanted that. And right now I'm 24. A couple of months later, I'm going to be 25. And right now I feel like, what was wrong with me really back in those days? Because why I wanted that? But let's be honest, guys. You know, the good thing about getting old is that when you get old, and the good thing is that you will become much more wiser. And that's the beauty of getting old, because I was an idiot, you know, such an idiot, such a baby. Still, sometimes I am, not sometimes. And sometimes I feel some pain and I just, like a baby, you know, I just nag. And, you know, sometimes I hate myself, you know, because especially these days, a 20 years old guy is not a man. It's a boy like me. You know, I'm not a man, and I can't live without my parents. And I see a lot of 20 years old babies around me, and in this country especially, because we don't have such a culture to say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, just get out. When you're 18, you go to college, you just live by yourself. But we don't have it. Even, yes, some people, they go to dormitories, they want to study and stuff like that. They live for a couple of years, and a lot of people, the boys, they take up military service, but after a while, you know, again, they come back and they do the same thing, which my friend is doing right now. So, let's be honest, you know, that's a bad part of being an adult in Iran, because your name is an adult, but you're not an adult because you can't live by yourself. Most of us, not all of us. I know a lot of people, they can live by themselves, and right now they're living by themselves, which is amazing. Congratulations to them. But I personally, I'm not a man yet, and I don't feel like a man. And that's why I can't face a lot of challenges, and sometimes I'm afraid of that. One of them is, for instance, maybe, you know, feeling a love is one of the challenges that I can't face, maybe, because I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid that I can't, you know, find true love or something like that. So getting older will make you wiser, because you will gain experience. If you're not just lazy, and if you're not a baby, you know, if you just want to face the challenges, you face the challenges, and as a result of that, you'll learn a lot. And the good thing about being old is that. But the bad thing is that you will get nearer and nearer to death. And that's super bad. I don't personally like to die very soon. And I'm not going to I don't like to be negative. This is what will happen, and we all know it, that all of us will die one day. So this is not negative. A lot of people will come. In Iran, we have this Tarof thing. We always come and say, hey, don't say that. All right, don't. But this is something that can motivate a lot of people to keep up the hard work and do their best. But a lot of people, they just want to, you know, distract themselves from such a truth. And the bad thing is that, because the reason that I brought up this idea is because, imagine that. If you know that one day you'll die, and you're getting older, so which you're getting closer to death, you will live a better life. You will live your true potential. Because you know it. And it's not going to be a bad thing mentally, but it can be a bad thing, you know, physically. So for me, the hardest part is that I have to face such a thing. I have to just look at that and I just, you know, have such a brainstorm. Sometimes I sit and just write things. All right, I want to be this and that. But one day I've become lazy and I just think about, hey, I'm getting older. You know, 2 months later, I'm going to become 25. And 25, a lot of people, they come and say, hey, you're young. But 25 for me is not that young. I want it to be more younger. Maybe I start all the things I'm doing right now at the age 20. And maybe 5 years... you know, would do a lot of amazing things. But unfortunately, I've lost a lot of them. Right now, I'm doing my best not to lose more. I know sometimes I procrastinate. I slack off a lot, which is really bad. I hate it personally. But yeah, these things happen all the time. But that's the hardest thing for me to digest. And I don't know about you guys, you know. For me, getting older can be very, very good. I love getting older because of the experience, because I want to face the challenges, improve and improve and improve. But the bad thing for me is that I'm getting to the end of my life, which is getting near. I'm not saying that tomorrow I'm going to die. Who knows? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I'm getting closer. And one day this will happen. But I don't like that, you know, to not live through your true potential. Just like what David Goggins said. David Goggins is going to be my first episode in my podcast. Unfortunately, these days, again, I'm slacking off and I'm not working on it. Because, yeah, I have to do other things. And today, one of my friends called me. I have to get out and, you know, hang out with them because it's been a while. We haven't talked to each other. But tomorrow, I will start working on my podcast again. I don't know when it's going to be finished. I'm not going to give any date on it. But one of the things that I'll be talking about that is David Goggins. And David Goggins once said something amazing. He said that one day we will all die and we will go stay in a line to face the God. And God has a board. On the board, the God will tell us that, okay, Kamvizu could be this, but you chose to be a loser or something. And that's going to be hard, because when you face your true potential, that's gonna hard. I think the idea of, you know, the hands talk, the legs talk, or the lips talk by themselves, I think the idea of that, which is a little bit, you know, a metaphor, and we all heard about that through Islam, is that the hands will blame you because you didn't live your true potential, and your legs will tell you, hey, I could do this for you, but you didn't do it. So that's going to hurt. That's why I hate getting older. But in general, I'm okay with that, you know. I'm okay with getting older. My hair, some of my hair are gray. A lot of people tell me that, Kamizuke, your hair are getting gray, which I personally don't give a damn. It's not a big deal for me. You know, a lot of people will say, all right, Kami, so you're losing your hair. And I just say, all right, it's fine. But for me, the biggest challenge, the hardest part is that that I'm not living my true potential. It doesn't matter if I would be maybe 15, if I would get to this point of my life, still I would think the same way. So I think the hardest part of getting old is that yeah, you're losing your, you know, power, you're losing your youth, but still, you know, you're doing your best. That's all it matters for me. And I think that if someone can manage this and just lives his or her true potential, you know, no one is gonna have any problem. So that's my opinion, guys. I don't want to talk more than this. So I'd like to know yours. Please record and let me hear your voices. Thank you so much. Ciao.